Well, let's start with the girls. They ran first, and Kinley Lister was our number one girl. She finished in sixth place overall. She had been the number eight runner last year, and she had some very specific goals. Again, she was overcoming some injuries this year, but she ran super strong. She seemed to get stronger throughout the race. She knew where she was going to be, and she didn't go out too fast. At Regions, she went out pretty quick, and I think at Regions, she might have ended up in fifth place. I hope that's correct. But when we got to state, in terms of the Southeast girls, she was actually the second Southeast girl. Ariel from Haynes was ahead of her. Ariel finished second. She was the defending state champ from last year, but she lost this year to Taylor Eddington from Tri-Valley. But Kinley was our second finisher from Southeast at a 21:46. So she was close to her PR. She had a fantastic run up there. And again, she looked really strong finish. She's a very good hill runner. And so she took advantage of that where she powered up the hills. And then her legs are long enough where she came down really strongly too. Gabrielle was our second finisher. She came in at 24:40. And she might mention it wasn't her personal best, but it was her personal record on this state course, and she hopefully has three more years to overcome that time. But she ran really strong the whole way. She at the 1.5K, she was giving us the sign of I can't do this anymore. But then she just got stronger and stronger, and she pulled away from some other kids. She finished 21st overall out of 76 runners, and then Kate Thompson finished just behind her in 22nd, and then Alexis Sakamoto-Kazan, who's our senior, our lone senior this year, she finished 24th. And then in 37th was Eleanor. And so we had all of our girls in the top half of the competition. We finished fourth overall. I was thinking we might squeeze in second or third this year, but we got gapped a little bit. There was a lot of good runners up there that we didn't know about. The Glen Ellen had a really strong team. And then the Sockeye Co-op, which is a Bristol Bay team, were pretty strong this year. And then, of course, Haynes, state champs again. So we feel fortunate that, you know, four or five times per year we get to run against that great team from Haynes. They've got a coach, Jordan Baumgartner, who has roots here in Petersburg because his brother, Tyler Thane, is one of our teachers here. So it's fun to run against such great competition and such great coaches. Our boys, we just took two boys up this year, and they had just absolutely fantastic runs. As far as when I've gone up with only two boys before, I've never had such good finishes. In the past, maybe 7-8 years ago, we would just have one or two boys qualify. I mean, and we had all six boys qualify this year, but only two went up. And those two, they finished second and 15th overall. And so, and again, that's out of 15. The in the boys race, there was 82 runners. And so Alex Holmgren finished 15th overall, looked really strong on the hills, was dodging in between, in and out of runners all the time. And then Daniel Asprey, who's been our strongest runner this year, he moved up here from Craig this past year. His best time at state last year, or his time at state last year, was I think around a 20:30. And this year he dropped 3 minutes. He went a 17:36. And he just missed the state championship by 6 seconds. But he had a fantastic run. We asked him just to go out and run with the leaders and not burn his matches and get a feel for the competition to see what their pace was. And then when he felt comfortable to escape from them, to go. And he waited till about the 4K mark. They were still, or maybe 3.5K, and they were still pretty close together. And I think Daniel might have waited just a hair late. So Daniel Harrison from Wrangell won the state title, and the Wrangell boys won the team title. It was just a fantastic performance by Wrangell and by the Haynes team this year. And then our Daniel Asprey finished second, just 6 seconds behind. And so as Wrangell was sprinting down the finish line, Daniel was just right behind him, just, you know, 50 yards behind him. And then Alex, again, he had a terrific run, being just a freshman to finish 15th in state. He didn't PR, but again, he had a terrific time. One of the best times we've had for our freshman on that state course. So his potential next year is great. Daniel, you know, we loved having him this year. His potential for next year, you know, depending on his training, is going to be really good.
I'm Gabrielle Whitaker. I'm a freshman in high school. I did well. I didn't PR on the course, but I ran my hardest, and it went well. There's some pretty funny pictures of us all collapsed in the grass after that race. It might be the best pictures of the season because we all look very dead. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah.